Welcome to 2020 Talks, where we track the 2020 elections in uncharted territory.
The litigation noise that has been filed has proved to be without merit. There have been no findings of any sort of widespread fraud that would undercut this election.
Janet Napolitano, former Arizona governor and director of Homeland Security under Obama, joined other voices calling for the General Services Administration to sign off on the official transition. Judges across the country appear increasingly frustrated with the lack of evidence in election-related Trump lawsuits. Four Republican lawsuits were dropped yesterday in Georgia, Michigan, Pennsylvania, and Wisconsin. Trump's own national security advisor, Robert O'Brien, said it appears the president has lost the election, promising a, quote, very professional transition from the National Security Council. During the George W. Bush administration, Michael Chertoff served as Secretary of Homeland Security.
The bottom line is our adversaries look at a transition period as a moment of potential weakness, which they will exploit if possible.
Chertoff says the outgoing administration needs to coordinate with the incoming one to prevent intelligence from falling through the cracks.
We paid something of a price on September 11th for delays in getting the transition started because of the Bush-Gore litigation, which made it harder to get people in place in time to respond as effectively and as quickly as we might have liked to.
Trump has until tomorrow to request a recount in Wisconsin at a cost of almost $8 million. Georgia's recount is two-thirds of the way through, and Biden still leads narrowly. Republican Secretary of State Brad Raffensperger told The Washington Post yesterday he's been pressured by other Republicans, including Senator Lindsey Graham, to, quote, question the validity of legally cast absentee ballots. Despite the hurdles, Vice President-elect Kamala Harris says their team is hitting the ground running.
Because we all know the challenges facing America today are great. The American people deserve no less, and we don't have a moment to waste.
The daily average for new COVID-19 positives is now up 80% from 2 weeks ago. As state lawmakers begin implementing another round of coronavirus restrictions, Biden urges Congress to take action.
Congress should come together and pass a COVID relief package like the HEROES Act that the House passed 6 months ago. Once we shut down the virus and deliver economic relief to workers and businesses, then we can start to build back better than before.
Biden says the Trump administration's cooperation is crucial.
More people may die if we don't coordinate.
Yesterday, former First Lady Michelle Obama took to Instagram to criticize the Trump administration for hindering Biden's transition. She wrote that it was difficult for her to offer support to First Lady Melania Trump after what Donald Trump said about her husband during the campaign, but she did, quote, for the sake of our country, I had to find the strength and maturity to put my anger aside. From Pacifica Network and Public News Service and produced for television by Free Speech TV, I'm Lily Bulkey. Thanks for listening.